98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show. I'm Brittany Stiles with Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. You know what happens this weekend? It's the end of daylight saving. So just a reminder, we turn our clocks back an hour Saturday night before you go to bed, or if you happen to still be awake at 2 a.m. on Sunday, you can do it at that point. And you know, we're pretty much all in this together. Other than Hawaii and Arizona, I think we all do the daylight saving. And really, it's about saving energy. That's pretty much the whole reason we do it. But it can really mess up, like, especially if you have little kids. And even for us, you know, as adults, it is kind of difficult and it takes a little bit of time to get used to the time change. A couple of things you can do if you do have young kids is now, over the next couple of days, you can actually start easing them into it. Moving their bedtime 30 minutes later each night will kind of help with that struggle a little bit. And then also sometimes with the meals as well, it just kind of interrupts everything, right? But we don't have a choice. All of your smart devices, computers, phones, all of that's going to update on their own. But if you have any clocks that you need to set back, like an alarm clock that is not a smart alarm clock, you may want to set those clocks back before you go to bed on Saturday. So just a friendly reminder for this weekend. That's Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Steve Winwood and Rachel Platten coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix.